Hello, this is Jay Nemro. You're listening to Life Autistic. This is episode number 716. Oh, thinking about college. My oldest daughter, Shayna, she is contemplating college, and you know, she is the kind of person that kind of holds back. She likes, I don't know if she likes tons of advice, but she's not really sure what to do, I think. And she knows where she'd like to go. She just doesn't know if she can actually get there. And that's always a tricky thing, you know. Especially for Zenith autistic type people. We don't tend to take huge risks. It's not part of our nature. So the whole question becomes, you know, well, do you want to, you don't want to pour a lot of time, effort, money, whatever, into something that isn't going to pan out. And I've been telling her basically that, you know, you're just going to have to take a chance. So chances are, if they have a field of study and it's interesting to you, you might as well go for it. There's got to be some money to it somehow, you know, or else they wouldn't have the course of study, you know, of course they would just disappear. Or, you know, or it's got to build up some knowledge base that's of use to somebody. I can't tell you who, but there it is. So, going through the kind of the process, there's a community college in Tucumcari. Tucumcari is an interesting place just for the very reason that you can type Tucumcari into the World Wide Web without a state and without a thing on it, and there's only one Tucumcari as far as we're aware of. You know, you can say Tucumcari and that's the place. There is no other place that's called Tucumcari that needs any qualification. Not there. So, I've always found that kind of interesting. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We have a little community college there, a very small one. But you can get some two-year degrees there, pretty plasty ones. There are some, it started out as a technical school, and then became a technical college, and then somebody decided it needed to be a community college because that was kind of the way everything was going. There was more funding for a community college than a technical college. Anyway, so it's now called Mesa Lands Community College, and it's a really, really tiny one, but she's trying to figure out what degree she wants to go to for an associate's degree, and frankly, I don't think it really matters particularly. I think she's kind of going towards fine art, and I think it's a good idea for her. She has some art in her soul. That's a good thing. She ultimately hopes to go on to get higher degrees in anthropology, which means that she has to learn some languages, you know. She needs to bone up on cultures. That seems to really interest her. And that's wonderful. It's great. Some people say, well, what's she ever going to do with that? Well, what do you ever do with that? You know, people figure that if you're not trying to be a lawyer or a doctor or a school teacher or something along those lines, it's really a direct path. You know, you take this class in computer technology, you become a computer tech. And you go, no, please. Now I was talking before in a previous episode about the fact that people fall into ruts, not particularly because ruts attract people falling into them, but because people are scared to get out of them. They're, you know, I guess it's a whole concept of, you know, the grass is greener over there, so you'll go over there, and rut people tend to say, no, you know, the place I'm in now, it may not be very good. It may suck, and I may not like it, but you know what? I'm scared to death the next place I go to is going to be worse. And, you know, these are people that are drawn by by fear. And I'm not going to say that I'm immune to that. Oh, golly, no. Zenists have a wonderful tradition of being very defensive. And I am, too. The fact that I get out at all and do anything and try anything different is, I don't know what that is. I blame it on the fact that Lisa used to be more adventurous than I am. Then all of a sudden I became more adventurous than she was. Once she, you know, introduced me to a few more possibilities, or let me do a few other things. I thought I've got a taste for it, but now I really can't do very much of it. What adventure I have, I do in my prescribed area here, with the job I have, taking care of this stuff. Anyway, so, there it is. Ta-da! College has become such an interesting animal anymore, you know. It's kind of become what high school used to be. Almost everybody just flat needs to pretty much go to college, or else, you know, the doors are shut for so many things. You know, people go, oh, no, I don't have to go to college. I can be an entrepreneur. And you go, yeah, but that's pretty much the only thing you can do. And let me tell you, if you end up competing as an entrepreneur against somebody who has, you know, has better credentials than you do, it seems like people will go running after those credentials, even if it really doesn't mean anything. Just the fact that you have the credentials is a big thing for them, you know, for a lot of people. I think it comes from the basic fact that our nation and our world is becoming more socialistic and more stratified, and it is good in a way because, you know, it isn't a caste system too much. You know, you can start out being a poor kid that ate dirt his whole life, you know, and you can go up to being the CEO of a company, of a big company, if you want to be, because it's based on a lot of things that you can actually acquire now. So that's a good thing. You know, it isn't like I was born a dirt farmer, I can only expect to ever be a dirt farmer because I'll never have an opportunity to do anything else, have a nice day. I said, no, it's not like that at all. It's not like that at all. You can still do that. You know, you can still be that dirt farmer. It's not a big issue. Well, you can still rise from that level. The possibilities are there. It can be done now. And education and the ability to acquire education isn't really that difficult either. You know, our socialistic system allows for that too. That can also come to you, and it's not particularly difficult. You know, it isn't really a question of money. You know, it's a question of, are you able to do the course of study, stuff like that. We're starting to find out now that we probably send a whole lot of people to college that really can't survive, and we don't have a good filtering system to handle that. So a lot of money gets wasted throwing in at people who kind of float through college, and yet they don't really gain any skill or get any smarter. And I think we're kind of coming up against that. But that's what a socialistic society has to deal with, is the fact that, you know, you can send people through this wonderful course of study that's marvelous and fantastic, and you can see that, you know, well, boy, if we send people to that, all people are all going to get smarter. And you go, not necessarily. You know, in the old days, it was really easy. People who didn't have the capability weren't pushing to get it, weren't trying to get there. You know, it took so much effort, you really had to want it. Now, it's like nothing. It's like high school used to be. High school's nothing. You know, everybody has to go through it. You get a whole bunch of people that just kind of go going through high school, and it's meaningless. College is becoming like that, at least the first 4-year colleges. Well, it doesn't matter. Okay, so Shana's getting ready to go to this 2-year college. An associate's degree in most parts of the universe is worthless, except that for jobs that used to require no education at all are now starting to require an associate's degree, so at least you've played with this stuff a little before they hire you. You know, a community college is basically trying to, and to a certain degree, has some success taking over the old role of on-the-job training. You know, your first few months of on-the-job training. College, you know, your local community college has a stake in kind of taking that role. You know, as I said again, in a socialistic society, which is what we're really becoming. We really are running headlong into it. When I talked about the difference between liberty and civilization, I find that we're pretty hard on the civilization side and a little light on the liberty side. And it seems like most people like that. They like not feeling like they're on their own, not feeling like they have to worry or carry a sidearm. And I can't say that I'm not against that, too. Zenists tend to like a support system, so they don't have to worry about so many things. And that's not a bad thing. You know, maybe that's why God sent me here at this time under these circumstances, not just because of my technical abilities, who knows, but just because they seem to operate better under a somewhat socialistic system. You know, me personally, when it just comes to me, I don't care. I would really like to be able to live cheap. I don't think I'm given the opportunity to live as cheap as I would be willing to live, but I don't mind having that safety net to kind of take care of me. But say I was thinking about all this stuff, anthropology stuff like that. It's very exciting. It's very cool. It's kind of fun to see one of your kids doing these things, and she's kind of, you know, and she's nervous, she's uncertain, just like everybody else was. Although I do seem to remember that once I latched on to child care, I hung with it until, really until I figured out that it wasn't going to be viable. I think that's what it ultimately came down to. And I found out that, you know, well, okay, I'll tell you about my college experience, you know. Before my mission, I just took a couple of classes. It wasn't a big deal. I wouldn't even say I was in college. I was mostly just working, and I would take a class or two just to say I was. I did go to Ricks College, which is now BYU-Idaho, which I'm really glad I did because it actually talked me into going on my mission, which I had actually kind of talked myself out of doing. And I decided that I was going to do it anyway. Or I decided that I wasn't going to do it. I just read the Book of Mormon, got my testimony, decided that was something I wanted to do. Okay. And when I came back, he said, the only really thing I had in my head was that I seemed to get along really good with kids. And I seemed to have fun with kids, especially the little kids. When I was on my mission was a lot of children, you know, tended to teach and baptize younger people. The older generation people, almost all of them have joined the Mormon Church at one time or another for one reason or another. I was in Utah. There's a bunch of Mormons up there. You know, so There were some families that got baptized, but by and large, it was you know, there was kiddies, at least for me. And I started saying, wait, you know, I didn't have anything better to do, so I decided to go into child development. The college I ended up going to, because almost immediately after I got home, I got married to Lisa. It had nothing to do with where I was or what I planned on doing. My getting married to Lisa was a totally independent thing. It wasn't based on anything else. We had met on our missions, and after the mission was over, we got together. And that was it. I went to the local four-year college here. I spent a couple of years going to... I don't think I did. I probably spent about a year going to the little community college in Clovis, which was actually the town I lived in. And then we moved to Portales, which has a four-year college there. And I went to school there, got my associate's degree in daycare management, which was the closest thing to child development that they had, which was fine, you know. It was very practical, and I like that. I think it's always a good idea, if you're going to get an associate's degree, go ahead and get your associate's degree in something practical, because you can always fall back on it. Like right now, I am authorized by the state of New Mexico to run a child care center. And if somebody wants to have a child care center, they have a tendency to seek out people like me who have this kind of a degree to help them, to, you know, because it takes either a certain amount of experience to become a daycare center director, or it takes a certain amount of education. I actually have both, which really helps. I'll be really honest, I really like the people. And I think this is a Zenith thing, and I'll tell you what I think. I went into child development because it was a female-dominated field, and I've always felt more comfortable around women than I feel around men. Although I think I'm okay now. I don't think I have a huge preference. But boy, when I was younger, I really preferred girls more than guys. And I think that's a common thing with Zenith Autistic Asperger's type people, for the very reason that women are much more accommodating of problems. Men are not. Men are all about, well, you just kind of stiffen up your lip. You do what needs to be done, and they don't take any garbage particularly. It's a good thing. It's probably a good thing. A lot of things wouldn't happen if guys weren't kind of sort of people, by and large. Klingons, you know? Klingon sorts. So, I always liked girls, preferred girls. Frankly, you know, I was kind of... my kids may someday listen to this, so I need to be careful. And I've heard that my kids do listen to this on occasion, so I have to be careful. I was very attracted to girls, too. Even though there were times when I wondered I was gay, it didn't last very long, because I'm sorry, you know. I was attracted to girls in a very physical way. That was good, too. And, of course, you know, it never hurts for a Zenith person to be in kind of a cyst-like circumstance. Girls being kind of nesters and being kind of motherly in the first place, it's always, that always worked nice for me, too. It was always very, you know, everybody was really nice to each other and took care of each other, and they took care of me, and it was really nice. But, you know, after I got my degree, I actually went and commenced doing what I was trained to do. I actually, after my 2-year degree, I went out and tried to start a daycare center. And, yeah, I think it actually got started. Yeah, I think it started, but it was almost immediately a complete failure. I didn't have enough money to hang in there, and frankly, you know, people aren't going to give their kids into the care of a guy. I couldn't convince Lisa to have anything to do with the daycare center. She, you know, Shayna was already here. She was, during the time we were doing this, she may have been pregnant with Matt, and Matt was present. And she didn't want to have anything to do with the child care center. Of course, I can always say that Lisa never has anything to do with any of my ventures. She's very standoffish toward those things. There is very rarely a we when it comes to providing for the needs of the family. That's my job. She takes care of other things, you know. And that's okay, you know. There's nothing else to say. That's just the way it is. I'm married to Lisa. This is the way it is. I have to accept that. It's my job to adjust. It's not hers. Her job is not to adjust. Unless she wants to, you know. If there's any pain to be synced, that's, I would like for that to be my job. Anyway, so we had done all that, and it just went, I think I worked out for about a year, and it got going, got started, and it just wasn't going, you know. And I don't blame them. People are going to get kind of paranoid. These are their kids, and they're, you know, there were stories in the newspaper, not about me, I hope, mostly from other places, you know, about, you know, men in child care were raping kids, and that every guy who was involved in child care was a pedophile. So this was not good times for a guy who is basically having to do it by himself to start a daycare center. Most of the rules were written with women in mind. You know, you can have a certain size center and only have yourself there, but, you know, it was always with the mind that one sole person you would have was some woman. And, you know, people didn't have problems with women taking care of kids. That was natural. Guys taking care of kids was. So it didn't work out. Went back to, I'd already moved back to Clovis with my family, and so I started making the daily commute back to Portales to finish up my 4-year degree. I was going to get an early childhood education, which probably would have led to me working at a school, and it was kind of a conclusion of several things. I was working several jobs, you know, trying to keep us fed. I was taking a class during the summer that was a really intense class, and it wasn't happening. I don't know if it was because I had a problem with it or, you know, it was just too much work and I couldn't do it given the fact that I also had all these jobs to do. I don't really know what it all was, but I do consider the whole thing something of a blessing, because it really saved my keister, I think. Anyway, I eventually failed this really vital class. It was kind of the student teaching portion of the early childhood degree. That was basically what it was. And I just flushed right down the toilet. I didn't do it. And so, you know, I got talked to, and I talked, and they said, well, you know, you can, what are you going to do? You have to take this class again. I said, no, I'm not taking this class again. So that's pointless. And I'm kind of glad, because ultimately that just meant that I wasn't going to be teaching school, at least not teaching school as a teacher. I ultimately did teach school. I do have a teaching certificate right now. Of course, in a couple of years it's going to go south. I don't think it would be difficult for me to get it back if it ever became necessary to. I may have to start all over again. Start out as a level one. I'm now a level two professional instructor of something or other. I forget what. Anyway, so I probably could. I should look into that. I should look into that and find out if there's somebody who will approve me as having taught still so that I can keep up my certification. That's a good idea. Anyway, because I just hate to let things go just in case something happens. Sometimes it's really useful not to let things go like that. If you got a certification, you might as well hang on to it. Anyway, so I looked at what I had, and given all the classes I had taken, and I desperately just needed to finish school. I was getting ready to start my senior year, and it was like, I do not want to start over again. I do not want to spend another year trying to finish up, some new degree plan that I've had to change to. So I went the simplest course, and I'm quite happy that that's what I did. I got my degree in general home economics, which early childhood education was actually kind of a subunit of the home ec department. And so most of the classes that I took made it possible for me just to kind of continue on. So I could just pick up right where I was, just finish up a few classes, and I was done. It was over. And that's been primarily my education. I've not gone back to college. I don't think I've taken one college class since then. Not even underwater basket weaving. See no need really to do that. You always have to consider. People say, "Oh, get all the education you can," which is, I think, a good idea. But you really have to look at in the context of what it's going to profit you later on. You always have to look at payback. It's going to cost quite a bit of money to get a master's degree and stuff. What's the payback going to be? Are you going to make more money? And when I looked at my town, my circumstances, what I was planning on doing, and what was ultimately going to happen, it wasn't going to profit me anything at all. Only in a very, very strict circumstances would it even begin to help me out. So that's I never went back to get a master's. I wasn't sure what I would ever go back and get my master's in. I have thought of getting a second bachelor's and getting it in like computer science or information technology or something like that. But, what is that, If I did get that, it wouldn't help my present job. It might help me get another job if this job evaporated. But frankly, this state university isn't going away, and its basic mission probably isn't going away either. So I think I'm pretty set for a long time. But, you never know. So it might be a good idea for me to go back to school, college, just to make sure that my possibilities are still kind of open. Anyway, so, there we go, talking about college, yeehaw. I guess I haven't really talked about college. If I have, it's been a long, long time. This is Jay Nemiro. Feel free to contact me. Send me an email. The email address is autism, AUTISM, @quix.us. This has been episode number 716. Have a great day.